I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. It's been a rough few weeks for many people living in the Flathead Valley. First, several families and businesses faced a barrage of hate-filled, anti-Semitic phone calls and messages. Then, a group of neo-Nazis threatened an armed march against the city of Whitefish. The birthday of one of the country's most celebrated civil rights leaders fell in the middle of this chain of events, a coincidence that many who attended Love Lives Here's 10th annual Martin Luther King Day celebrations in Whitefish and Kalispell this week found poignant. Bruce Guthrie is a teacher at Flathead High School in Kalispell and co-organizer of this year's event at the school. The two-evening multimedia presentation, called Dear Mr. President, These Are Our Dreams for the Future, showcased performances by local musicians and readings by students and faith leaders, peppered with quotes from King's speeches and sermons. Those were Flathead and Whitefish High School students Claire Bradley, Talha Ediz, Carolina Sierra, and Noah Love. Love Lives Here recognized the Whitefish City Council with its annual Peace Award for its efforts to make the Flathead Valley a place of peace and harmony. Councilman Richard Hildner. Threats of an armed march against Whitefish never materialized Monday afternoon. A few hundred people attended the Dear Mr. President event held Monday night at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center and Tuesday at Flathead High School. The centerpiece of both evenings was an excerpt from King's own reading of his final sermon, Remaining Awake Through a Great Revolution, delivered at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., just days before he was assassinated in 1968. Eva Maxwell from Kalispell says this year's event was especially heartfelt because...
Oh, well, the election and everything. You know, I mean, to show up at these things seems incredibly important. Because if we don't, things I think are going to go in a direction that we won't like. And to have our voices heard is important, and to be here is important.
Her husband, Max, added...
We're at a time of big, big change. And I think that was really a theme here, that things are changing. And so it's good to look back to be able to look forward, too.
In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.